Let's talk a little bit of Pinehurst.
It's great to have you here, have you back, and I'm glad to see you getting to play a little bit of golf on this trip. I'm excited to hear what you think of Pinehurst number 2 when you get a chance to play it. We couldn't be happier with how that golf course has kind of continued to evolve, and with the Bermuda grass greens that we have on it now, the putting conditions are always fantastic, so I'm glad you're going to get a chance to see it. Mother Nature's been kind to us with 60-degree temperatures here in January, but we're also excited about spring. Spring is kind of when everything is happening here. All the golfers who've been, you know, putting their clubs in storage or whatnot are going to have a chance to come, and so come April and May, that's one of the best times to be here if you like dogwoods and azaleas. But you're right, we made a big announcement in the fall about Pinehurst number 4. It's a original Donald Ross golf course that opened in 1919 and has had a lot of other people's handiwork done to it over time. Tom Fazio most recently redesigned it in 1999, but we've made a decision that we're going to have Gil Hands go in this fall, starting probably in October, go into Pinehurst number 4 and completely redesign that golf course. It's really interesting land. It's got more elevation to it than number 2 does. It's got some water out there. You only see one water hazard on Pinehurst number 2. You'll probably have 3 or 4 of them on course number 4. So we're really excited, one, to be working with Gil. What a fantastic job he's done with not only his original designs, which everybody knows the Olympic course, and he's got a lot of other original projects, but he's also done really great restoration work at historic places like Wingfoot, Quaker Ridge, Marion. So we love the combination of bold new work that we see out of Gil, but also kind of the respect for history. And the ability to come into a historic place and improve upon it. So your listeners will be able to come to Pinehurst in the fall of 2018 once that course is done and have a chance to play it for themselves. It's fun right now. The people still debate, what's your favorite course at Pinehurst? It's number 2 has kind of taken the lion's share of that. It used to be, before the restoration, people might say, I really like number 8 better than I liked number 2. Now number 2 is the clear winner. But it'll be fun, I think, when number 4 is finished and Gil does what he's going to do. I think people will begin to have that debate again after the round and over a cocktail about which Pinehurst course is their favorite.
Tom, I've looked at a couple of the pictures the resort has released of what they're striving for here with number 4 and Gil Hands. And I would say that the people who have come down and played number 2 since the Ben Crenshaw and Bill Corr renovation are going to understand what's going on here. And they might maybe even stand out on number 4 when it reopens after the restoration and say, you know what, it's got a little bit of a number 2 feel here. I see what the resort was trying to do.
We are so happy with number 2 and the reception that it got. And ultimately, it was about going back to the Donald Ross era. That is what Pinehurst is known for, is the sandy, wiregrass, pine straw, scruffy, imperfect presentation of golf. Now, number 8 was built in the modern era. That is not the kind of presentation that you'll see on a Pinehurst number 8 or Jack Nicklaus's Pinehurst number 9. But number 4 was one of Ross's originals. So we felt it was important to go back to that type of a presentation of golf, particularly out of the main core. You know, we've got 5 golf courses starting out of one clubhouse, and 4 of them were original Ross designs. So as we kind of stepped back and looked at what do those original 4 courses need to look like, in our opinion, they need to look more like Ross had done some of that work, and that Ross might recognize it were he to have a chance to see it again. So you're right, a lot of the people who will play number 2 when they see the new number 4, they're going to say, yeah, I get it. I see the similarities. And ultimately, in our opinion, that's what Pinehurst should be.
As part of the number 4 project, there's a little bit more to the project that's sort of changing around. There will be a couple of adjustments on a couple of your other courses, and it sounds like there's also going to be a new course that isn't too far back from the tips.
Yes, the concept of this new golf course, short courses are becoming very popular. We've had a lot of conversations over the last decade about, you know, where could we put a par 3 course or a short course, and we struggled. We didn't feel like we had the absolute best location. We've got 1,000 acres down the road where we might eventually build a new golf course, but we felt like that was too far out. So as part of this, Gil Hands is also going to be developing a par 3 course for us right here out of the main clubhouse. We're taking out the first holes of course 3 and 5 that are running parallel to each other. There's 10 acres when you combine those two holes. So we've given Gil that footprint of land to design a short course. And so we've seen one routing. It's very early. We're going to tweak it and talk with him more about it. But he's been able to squeeze 9 holes onto that land. There's no rhyme or reason to that 9, but he thinks he can build 9 interesting par 3s right there. And currently, the routing shows that they'll be anywhere from 60 yards to 110 yards. So, you know, it's not all 100-yard par 3s, hit a bunch of wedges. You're going to have to hit some really creative shots. And that's what's most interesting to us is the shot-making that will be required. A lot of players come to Pinehurst for the first time. They've got these turtleback greens that they're not familiar with. And when you get around those greens complexes, you got to really be creative. And there's so many different ways you can play those shots, whether it's putting, bumping, flopping. There's a lot of ways to play it, and they're shots that you never practice. You know, you'll try one and you may be unsuccessful, and you'll say, well, that doesn't surprise me, I never practiced that shot. I think the short course is going to be a place where people can practice these shots that they're going to later experience on Pinehurst number 2. So, you know, you may be able to get around this golf course in an hour and a half, and you're going to have a lot of fun. So skill enhancement and fun are kind of the two drivers, and I think it's going to appeal to, you know, to beginners. It's going to appeal to kids. It's going to be great for a buddy trip. You know, it's 8 guys with a bag of beers. We really think all of those audiences are going to enjoy the short course. And also as part of that, we're going to move our putting course, which we call Thistle Dew. It's kind of a Himalayas-style putting course. Right now, it's right out by the first hole of Pinehurst number 4. We're going to bring that closer to the clubhouse, kind of integrated in with the short course. So as you stand on the Donald Ross Grill veranda and look out, you'll see the short course. You'll see this really fun Thistle Dew putting course experience, and you'll be surrounded by 5 golf courses. It really is something. There's nothing like it really in the world of golf.
Tom, some of the other things you've done here with the resort are getting a lot of publicity and a lot of conversation, and one of them comes from right here in the clubhouse where we're at. You've opened a new kind of restaurant. I don't know if I'd call it a sports bar, but we'll call it a golf bar anyway, because it's got a great location right behind the 18th green of the famed number 2 course. Tell us about Deuces and what that's added to Pinehurst.
So, yes, we never had the fitting end to a round on Pinehurst number 2. So you'd finish up, you'd settle up with the caddies, and you're looking for a place to go celebrate. And we had a temporary little veranda bar out there, but now the Deuce, which opened in September of 2016, is open, and it is we think one of the best bar restaurants in golf. It has open air windows right behind the bar, so when the weather's nice, we open up the windows. You can hear the sounds. You're literally a stone's throw. It's a flop wedge, a 60-degree flop shot to get from the Deuce to the 18th green. So it is one of the best places to go after you're done with your round and just, you know, celebrate what you accomplished, what you didn't accomplish, but watch other people play number 2. So whether you're going to have a chance to play number 2 on this trip or not, you can at least sit in this bar restaurant and watch people try to conquer that final hole. Memories of Payne Stewart on the 1999 U.S. Open are conjured up. On Sundays, we put the whole location on the 18th green in the same spot. So the Deuce has really kind of given that post-round experience a boost, and golfers have really embraced it and love it. We've created this new game that we like to play where you watch the foursome come up to the 18th hole, and all you're deciding is, will their ball go in the hole or not? It's not about how many strokes it takes, but will the guy in the white shirt's ball go in the hole? Will the person in the red shirt's ball go in the hole? And it makes it really interesting to just decide. And what you find is that only about 50% of people actually hole out their putt, but you never know who it's going to be. So the Deuce is really fantastic, a great menu of items. We've got a wonderful, what we call the Turn, which is a buffet. We've got North Carolina craft beers, cocktails, really interesting cocktails that our bartenders can serve. So it has really added to the experience of Pinehurst, and we hope everybody has a chance to come see it.
So that left you with the challenge of when you get another U.S. Open, and there's at least another one coming, you'll have to find a spot now, because anybody that was ever here stocking up on Pinehurst U.S. Open merchandise should know that Deuces has been put where the U.S. Open merchandise store always was.
Correct. It's great real estate, you know, and so, yes, we expanded our existing pro shop, so they'll find a wide variety of items. But yeah, the Deuce is sitting right there behind the 18th green. It was always a retail shop, but people who now come, it feels natural. You know, it feels like it's been there forever, and it seems like the right place for a bar or restaurant. When my predecessor, Don Padgett, was retiring and he was kind of giving me this project, he really said, it's a bar behind the 18th hole of Pinehurst number 2. You can't mess it up, you know, and fortunately we didn't. Fortunately, we think we made it even better than we thought. So it like I said, it's a great addition to the Pinehurst experience.
You've also done some things, you know, people long range are like, oh, they're a resort. They may not realize that there's memberships here. You've created a new clubhouse, in essence, for them. And also for your members, and I'm assuming also for your resort guests, I hear there's quite a nice new pool here, too.
You know, a lot of people don't realize Pinehurst is a country club in addition to a public resort. So we have 4,500 members of Pinehurst Country Club. They're not all golf members, but we've seen a change in demographics. The age of the retiree coming to the area and playing 5-6 times a week, we're not seeing as much of that. What we're seeing are younger families moving to town. The military, with Fort Bragg being so close by, has brought a lot of younger folks into town. And the amenities that we need to offer weren't consistent with family entertainment. So, yes, it was maybe 2 years ago that we opened our wonderful pool facility. It's got a children's pool and an adult pool separated by a grill. And so that's really breathed a lot of life into our members. So it is, you know, membership at Pinehurst Country Club is one of the best deals going. I'm sure your listeners would be surprised to hear that for $450 a month, they would have a membership at all 9 Pinehurst golf courses with a minimal initiation fee. So if there's anybody listening that's thinking about retiring, they might want to think about coming down to Pinehurst or even a second home or a condominium because it really is a very affordable membership and a very active membership. And we continue to look for ways to enhance it. We've got a 200-acre lake that is very popular in the summertime. But yeah, we found that they've really loved that pool facility, and we couldn't be more proud of what we've done there. We think we're one of the best clubs in the country, and why shouldn't we be with 9 golf courses and 4,500 members? It's a great place to come and live and experience the lifestyle that you get from a Pinehurst Country Club membership.
So I'm sure it's a constant challenge for you and your team to walk the fine line of preserving this resort's great history and tradition, but at the same time being appealing to what the younger crowds, the millennials as they're called, the younger generations are looking for these days when they break away from their work and their employment and they want to come have a good time with their family.
We will always embrace and display and respect the history of the game, and that is really what we are. You know, we're obviously a wonderful resort venue, but we're the most historic golf venue in the country. So we always want to embrace that. We've got these beautiful black and white photos of Donald Ross and Walter Hagen, Bobby Jones, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, but we're constantly adding color photos to the walls as well. And the U.S. Open Championships have done that for us, to be able to have images of Payne Stewart, Michael Campbell, Martin Keimer, Michelle Wee. So I think the U.S. Opens have really allowed us to stay current with each generation and give whichever, you know, age range is looking up to Ricky Fowler. You know, now we have images of Ricky Fowler at Pinehurst, so hopefully they realize that you know, if Ricky liked Pinehurst, maybe they will too. We're not going to probably have music blaring on our driving range and try to, you know, go all millennial like that. But if people want to have a speaker in their golf cart while they're playing, they're certainly not going to get snubbed by Pinehurst. You know, we want to be, you know, relevant to every generation of golfer, and we want everybody to feel welcome here. And that's what we hear a lot. You know, people have this perception of Pinehurst because of the history that perhaps we might be a little stuffy, and they're really surprised when they get here to just find out how welcome they feel and how we aren't pretentious, and we like to have fun just like everybody else.
You mentioned Payne Stewart. You mentioned the U.S. Open. You've got a USGA event here. You know, it's amazing for when those of us in the media, we talk to USGA Executive Director Mike Davis. If you say Pinehurst, he seems to light up and smile. You guys must be thrilled. You've got not only the event this year, but there's an amateur coming, another U.S. Open coming. When 2024 gets here, four U.S. Opens in 25 years. There's not another property in America that can say that. And I'm sure everybody's proud of that. And it's got to be great that the USGA keeps turning to Pinehurst for their championships.
1999 was the first U.S. Open here, and how quickly, you know, you're right, 2024 will be our fourth U.S. Open. You add the Women's Open, it's a fifth U.S. Open. I think it says a lot about this area, a lot about the support that the USGA gets when they're here. It takes a lot of volunteers, a lot of corporate support. So I think they've found North Carolina really is a wonderful place to host their national championships. And you mentioned this year, 2017, we have the U.S. Amateur Four Ball in, at the end of May. That's their newest championship. This is going to be the third playing of the four ball. And that one's fun because, hey, you and I, Rory, could try to qualify for this championship. This is one that a lot of people can play in. A lot of guys who play golf might know somebody who's playing in this one, or that good player at the club who got a good partner. So the four ball is kind of the everyman's championship, if you will, and we can all relate to it. Then in 2019, we'll have the U.S. Amateur returns. We last hosted that in 2008. Danny Lee won back then. And then in 2024, the U.S. Open will return. So we're very proud and humbled, really, by our relationship with the USGA, that they think so much of Pinehurst and the golf courses and the community and everything about the state, that they continue to come back here. Down the road, Pine Needles is going to host the first or maybe the second U.S. Senior Women's, the Women's Senior Open. So clearly, the USGA loves the Sand Hills of North Carolina and continue to bless us with their national championships.
Tom, tell us a little bit about the accommodations. It seems like every time I come here, your historic hotels, the Carolina, the Holly Inn, there's something going on. They're looking a little different. You've made some improvements. The rooms are getting better, the shops, everything else. You've done some turnover there, and it always looks better. Tell people about the great places you have to stay here when they come to the resort.
We have three hotels. The original hotel in Pinehurst is the Holly Inn, built in 1895. The Carolina Hotel followed in 1901. So this in 2016, we went through and renovated every room at the Carolina Hotel. And it really is kind of like, it's like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, once you finish, you really have to start over again when you've got such a historic property. So it's not real flashy stuff, but new TVs, new carpet, new bedding, new chairs, new couches. And this year we're doing the Holly Inn. So right now, as we're talking in January, we're at the Holly Inn, redoing every guest room at the Holly Inn as well, with new televisions, new carpet, new tile in the bathroom. So it's not something that a guest will necessarily know. Notice when they're here, but our goal is, you know, we don't want people come knowing it's a historic destination, but we don't want them to come here and it feel tired to them. You know, we want them to say, wow, you know, Pinehurst with Wi-Fi and everything else, we want you to have all the comforts of home, but be kind of surrounded in a historic setting and to experience some Southern hospitality. So yeah, we continue to invest. You know, it adds up. It's millions of dollars that we have to put back into the hotel projects every year to keep them, you know, up with the standards. And the standards keep getting higher. You know, everybody is making their homes nicer than where they travel these days with bathrooms and whatnot. So we're constantly trying to keep up. And with all the plans that we have, we're doing our best to keep up.
Well, I know, Tom, when you call here and they answer the phone, they always have the same greeting for you, and it says a lot about this. Maybe you could talk about that.
Well, we answer the phone. It's a beautiful day at Pinehurst. And when it's raining and someone says, well, I happen to know that it's raining there in Pinehurst, so how can it be a beautiful day? Our answer is that it's a state of mind. I mean, it really is. Regardless of the surroundings, if you're in Pinehurst, it's a beautiful day in Pinehurst. You're hopefully relaxing. You're soaking in all the great history and the great things that have happened here. So it doesn't matter if there's snow on the ground or if the skies are opening up. It's always a beautiful day. And I'm glad that you're going to get a chance to enjoy a beautiful day and go out and play Pinehurst number two. I hope you're walking with a caddy, because it just doesn't really get much better than having a chance to go out and play number two, walk with a caddy in nice weather.